date? Me? A date? Why on earth did I even accept this? I'm such an idiot. I didn't even dress up. How could I go on a date and I didn't even think to wear something cute? I can't win. All I do is wear hoodies. You can't show up trying to impress someone in a hoodie with a video game reference on it. Wait, imagine if you didn't like video games. That would honestly be even worse. I mean, wearing this corny outfit is technically dressing up, so he can't be mad at me. Plus, it kinda helps with the explanation of what I do. I don't want to be misleading and make him think what I do is entirely wholesome and all that. I need to be strong, forthcoming, and confident. That or just completely crumble because I've never actually been on a date before. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Well, hello there, I'm DTL, it's so nice to meet you. Like,
what? That's just weird. Maybe he'll do most of the talking. I just would really like to skip the small talk, get into the nitty-gritty of it all, and establish if it's even a viable relationship. There's no point in denying that I like how he looks, just it was so strange how it all happened. Being approached in public and recognized, literally all I said was excuse me to get by and he recognized that? Or was it the hair? Maybe it was the hair. I really hope he doesn't ask me why it's so long. I feel like I come off as sarcastic when I say I don't cut it, but it's the truth. I don't cut my hair, and that's why it's so long. But anyway, it was nice grabbing his number though. Felt so smooth doing it too. Oh, let's keep in touch. Even though I know for a fact my face was bright red and blushing. No one else can tell me otherwise. We just started texting after that and hit it off. Being asked on a date though. I'm glad it wasn't a restaurant. Or then the whole who should pay thing would come up. I think I'd rather just pay for the full thing if that scenario does happen. Or split it 50-50. I'm not really wanting him to fully pay for things for me or else I might feel obligated to keep up with him even if I don't like him. I haven't been shown many kind gestures, so no falling head over heels in love if he... Breathe. I just have to be myself. That's literally it. If he doesn't like me, then cool, but if he likes me and I like him, that's when the real problems arise. What do I do if I fall in love? Like, the concept of being in love is kinda nuts. Have a whole ass other person to depend on? To put my self-worth and virtue on? Am I a crazy girlfriend? Would I be a weird girlfriend? I don't have time to be thinking like that. Hi, it's great to see you again. It's been a little while since I saw your face. I got here roughly 5 minutes ago, so no need to apologize. You didn't keep me waiting. If I'm honest, I just sat here overthinking to myself. You know how it is with us girls. Why am I so cringe? I'm actually quite thankful you didn't suggest our restaurant or cafe. I'm not a particular fan of eating out in public, so a cute walk around is kinda honestly perfect. Good call. I thought, well, we could just talk about myself and then ask you a few questions as well. It's just I've never really had a boyfriend before, and especially with my job, it's kind of hard to be trusting and have meaningful relationships with other people without the imminent fear of being backstabbed. Sorry, that won't make much sense from your side. What is knowing in this beautiful day and age as a content creator? I'm self-employed. I upload on YouTube and on other sites as well. Basically, the best way to explain it is I make up stories, roleplays, if you will, where I act out a character and there is some sort of theme. The point of these roleplays is to put the listener to sleep. I know, it sounds kind of funny. Most content creators want engagement and to keep their audience awake. Well, I'm the exact opposite. I want to use my voice to serenade them to sleep. That, and use tingles as well. It's kind of weird to explain, but it's ASMR vibes. I'm sure you've heard of ASMR before. People tapping on stuff and whispering into a mic. It sounds pretty basic on the surface, but I assure you, it takes a lot of time and effort. That's kind of why it's hard to maintain a relationship for me, personally. My work eats up a lot of my day because I kinda do it all myself. I'm a one-man army. I write scripts, then record and edit, source artwork, run the media. You know the drill. It sounds interesting to you? Well, I can talk about it more. It's just, I don't want you getting the impression I can text you all day long because I do a 9-to-5. I just work the entire day through. How's my numbers looking? I don't really count. As long as I'm financially supported, I can keep going. I really don't see me stopping. I technically started 2 years ago, roughly May time. Yeah, in 2019, before the big old shutdown of the world. Almost 3 years strong now that I think about it. I'm super proud of myself for keeping it up. Not that I'm bragging, but there were times frustration was very high and dealing with it became almost unbearable. However, I pulled through one day at a time. Just gotta keep pushing forwards, huh? What about you, though? What do you do? I don't want you thinking I'm a narcissist and want to talk about myself all the time. I can go through a checklist. So, current occupation, studying, graduated, or working? What are your hobbies? Thank you for saying that because I was about to start sweating. Gaming is in my blood. When I'm not slaving away editing, I'm playing a game. Grew up around them, and I don't see me dropping them anytime soon. We could be one of those cute gaming couples with their PCs together in the same room. That's if you want to be an official couple after this date, but that's for later to decide. The outfit I'm wearing right now, it's my avatar look online. Don't ask me why. I thought it was a good idea at the time, but if I'm honest, all I own is hoodies, black leggings, and sneakers. My sense of dress is lackluster. I much prefer comfort over style. Not that I had much style to begin with. You're curious about my job, though. Of course, you can ask away. Doesn't faze me. Oh, well, yeah, I pick my own hours. Basically, how it works for me is every single day I've done something work-wise. Unfortunately, it doesn't stop. Even when I'm sick, I cannot help but to plan out more videos or respond to emails or messages, order new artwork. I just cannot stop. There's something about being creative and producing more content that gets me so excited. Of course, being a one-man army does take its toll. I don't really have anyone to rely on. I don't have a guaranteed future doing this. There might be a day where everyone packs up and has had enough of consuming my content, which, to be fair, is perfectly natural. However, That's the part of the job that's scary. In a snap, it's all gone. It's fun though, I can't deny that. A grind, but an amazing one. The comments, they are so supportive of me and it makes my heart flutter. People from all around the world listening to my little voice to send them off to sleep or to give them a little bit of escapism. People don't realize how their kind words can really make a difference on an off day. I think all content creators face the problem of feeling inadequate at some point. I think that's just in the nature of being creative and producing your own content. Those little whispering doubts wiggling into your brain. Why didn't that video do well? Am I losing my performing abilities? Are people getting bored? I try not to think like that. If you focus on the negative, then you will only see the negative. If you focus on the positive, then, well, you get a good ego stroke. Okay, this is a dumb idea, but why don't we take a rest on the bench and I'll show you an example video. Oh, how about Demon Girl? It's a very popular character I created when I just started my channel and I finally gave her some much-needed sequels. See? This is my voice.
This pointy, you are being warned right now. No moving. Just relax on my chest.
Then, in this plot, I was doing a pampering ritual, I think. I kind of forget the details once I've made a video because then I have to focus on what's coming up next. The content never stops, it has to keep coming, or else, well, no money. No other way to say it. What do you think of it? It's unique? Yeah, I get that. Basically, you know those sleep aid things that have been going around? That's me. Nice and simple. I could try some of the tingles out on you. It's kinda strange, but it would be funny. Are you up for it? I could even talk you through the basic ones. Dealio? Nice. Just face over to me and I'll do it. You can close your eyes or keep them open. It's completely up to you. Just warning you now though, I will be touching your ears and hair and getting all in your personal space. That okay with you? If you want me to stop, just give me a heads up. This one is called Finger Fluttering. I like it because I think it's like a tease, coming closer and further away from you. One side or the other. I actually don't do it too much in my videos. I could give you a good behind the scenes one night if you come over to mine. My apartment isn't the most impressive, and if I'm honest, it's more where I sleep and work rather than where I live. So, if you do decide you like me, then you're more than welcome to come over at some point. Sorry, I'll be quiet. I'll do this one for a little moment longer and move on to the next one. This one is direct contact. Ear tapping. I just take my little fingertips and go over and over again. It's quite rhythmic and constant. I find it reliable in that sense. Not as in you can rely on it for tingles, but the next tap is coming up. I know that sounds silly, but ASMR can be pretty therapeutic for some and offer a simple way for a bit of escapism. We're all looking to reduce our stress one way or another, and sticking a YouTube video on is a good way to get it done. You're not ticklish. I'm gonna gently blow into your ear, okay? Not much to explain about this one. See, you can feel it quite strongly. Almost wants to give you shivers. Now, a fan favorite is hair play. It's simple, but effective. I take my little nails and go all through your scalp. Personally, this is actually my favorite. as well. That's why it's in so many of my roleplays. Well, as much as I hate to break up your tingle session, I kind of have to head on back. It's just, well, there's no point in me beating around the bush. Do you like me? I think I like you quite a lot, actually. I'm really thankful you bumped into me. Well, in that case, maybe I can steal a kiss from you. Thank you. Sorry, I'm blushing. I don't really know what you're supposed to say after a kiss. I'll get going now. I'll text you when I get in safe. I had a really nice time tonight. Bye now. Take care.